this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea's two biggest political allies, China and Russia, say calls to further tighten sanctions against Pyongyang in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the peninsula. Speaking Tuesday at the sidelines of the BRICS Summit of Emerging National Economies in the Chinese city of Xiamen, Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned North Korea over its latest missile test, but warned that ramping up military hysteria will only lead to a global catastrophe. He also criticized the U.S. call for more sanctions against Pyongyang as useless and ineffective, and added that it was ridiculous for Washington to impose sanctions on Moscow for trading with North Korea, then turn around and ask for help imposing sanctions on the isolated regime. U.S. Envoy Nikki Haley called on U.N. Security Council members to support new robust sanctions against North Korea. From the U.N., VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
North Korea conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test to date on Sunday, quickly drawing international condemnation. At the UN, Nikki Haley had a stern warning for dictator Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Haley said the U.S. would circulate a new sanctions resolution to council members and expected to quickly bring it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.